This is the Live Your Edge podcast, episode 1. Hey guys, welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. My name is Gilbert Jaw, your host. I created this podcast for entrepreneurs, small business owners, young professionals, and digital nomads that are seeking to constantly improve themselves in their careers and in their life. I'll be interviewing other entrepreneurs, business owners, creatives, as well as digital nomads from all over the world. They will share their stories of how they got started and what they have learned as a result. So why is it called Live Your Edge Podcast? Well, I recently read a book in which the author describes living your edge as living on the edge of your comfort zone and constantly putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where you as an individual are allowed to grow. Not to the point that you will stretch yourself to failure, and not to the point where the task is too easy. But this podcast ultimately is to inspire people and listeners alike to look into their life in ways where they have been complicit or comfortable and how they can push beyond their boundaries. Just a little bit about myself. I'm a Chinese American born and raised in New York. I was a terrible student. As a matter of fact, I was rejected from the 8 universities I initially applied to. But when I finally got into university, I was obsessed with trying new things. So I was in my professor's office one day. He was teaching me Java. And what I did was, I saw on his screen there was a bunch of numbers flashing red and green. So I asked him about it. And what he told me was that this was a high-frequency trading algorithm that he created in the last few years. So as curious as I was, I asked him how could I help. And unbeknownst to me, he agreed to give me a chance to market his software to the public and find investors to invest their money in there. So the next thing you know, I'm in the 5-star hotel in Times Square on the 7th floor lounge with a suit 2 sizes too big for me. I had a beer in my hand. Mind you, I was only 17. I was not even old enough to drink. But there it was, and it was at a networking event for traders. So I was walking around meeting people and talking to fund managers who are several times my age. Long story short, the project didn't work out, so I moved on. And after my first year, I transferred from the university I was in New York to Hong Kong. Now, I'd never been to Hong Kong before, but in 2010, I came to Hong Kong because I was on a business trip with my father and I was fascinated with the life there. So I decided to move to Hong Kong the following year. And ever since, I started university there again. Started and failed a few companies. And before I graduated, I started a community for young professionals that play golf. During my time in university, I had a mentor. He taught me how to play golf, and he told me that networking was crucial to my growth as a person and as a professional. But the problem was I couldn't find anyone to play with. So my goal was I needed to find people to play with. I went online, went to this website called Meetup, and created a meetup group for golfers. And I was holding events 3 times a week for the first 3 months. And those first 3 months were the hardest because I would hold those events and in the driving range, and no one would show up. Virtually 1 or 2 people would come, and sometimes nobody. And in those cases, I would just play golf. I was just in the driving range and would play golf by myself. But shortly after, on the end of the 3rd month, I met my co-founder. And that's when it all changed. I noticed that once I had a co-founder, we were able to leverage each other's strengths and complement each other's weaknesses. And there, we created the Hong Kong Prime Golf Society. And it's been running for the last 6 years. We've now grown and we're sort of a membership club. We are a invitation-only membership club, but we do have a reasonably large base of members hailing from all walks of life. And that was when I felt, wow, networking is really powerful because you would be able to get connected with people that millionaires, successful business owners, and other interesting personalities that I otherwise would not be able to do. And for me, learning how to create and cultivate a niche community was something that left a huge impact on me. Now, in between that time, I was also working in startups in the B2B space, selling technology products to large multinational companies. Now, we were a really small company. There was 5 people on our team, and I was pretty much the only salesperson. So I had to find creative ways to get in front of these people. And that was there I created a system that would basically steamroll my sales process, my prospecting process. And it would fill my calendar up. I would go to meetings with my boss and we would close deals. A lot of people were asking me, how did I do that? How did I create this system and how did I have this sales process? So recently, I quit my job and I decided to move back to New York for the time being. And at that moment, I decided that I wanted to be a digital nomad, that I was going to travel the world, live in different places, experience the culture and so forth in each country that I would visit, and to also start a coaching practice for teaching young entrepreneurs, professionals, how to reach their dream clients. And I was drawing from 2 different fields. I was drawing from the networking sphere, the importance of networking, and also drew from the sales sphere. But I do understand that most people are not in sales, at least not directly. But the truth is, everyone is in sales. So that's why I created my course from that. And the reason for this podcast, like I mentioned before, is to educate young professionals, entrepreneurs, some that are thinking about making a jump and starting their own business, or those that already started a company and looking to take it to the next level. Now, join me on this podcast every Tuesday as I will interview my guest and we will share stories and learnings that we've had over the years with our fellow millennials. Because I feel that in this day and age, it is really important that we have a community of people, a support network. Because creating a company, reaching out for your dreams, is not easy. And it takes a lot of effort, a lot of persistence, a lot of grit. And sometimes we need help. So I'm cultivating this community where we will help each other out and help us all grow as one. So I look forward to seeing you on this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can find more episodes every Tuesday. If you haven't done so, please subscribe for more updates as they come. Until next time.